Judgment has been reserved in the case that the DA has brought before the North Gauteng High Court, asking the court to declare the policy of cadre deployment unconstitutional, with AfriForum admitted as amicus curiae. Arguments have been made, and now the judges will consider. I'm not a lawyer. I keep saying this, and it keeps being true. I don't know. This doesn't strike me as a case that the DA is going to win, and I'm not sure that it is a case that I want one, like cadre deployment. You know, there are many very functional democracies around the world where political parties put into administrative jobs the people that are aligned with the policies of those political parties. There are other jurisdictions, like the UK, where they have a pretense of an independent civil service, which doesn't change when the government of the day changes. I'm not sure that that is entirely accurate, but there we go. So, yeah, I mean, you know, let's focus on the appalling quality of the cadres that have been deployed rather than on the dubious unconstitutionality of it all. Professor Stephen Friedman of the University of Johannesburg joins us now. What's your take on this one, Stephen? Good afternoon.
John, I think you summed up my take very well.
Oh.
I mean, the first point is that I really think this is one of the more pointless court cases which have been brought. Assuming that the DA were to win it, what would happen next? So the court says, well, cadre deployment is unconstitutional. What does that mean tomorrow to some municipality who's appointing a municipal manager? It probably means nothing at all. The other point, incidentally, is that all this seems to be, you know, if we're interested in what words people use and what principles they claim to espouse, the people who brought the action seem to be unaware that both the government and the ANC in the last few weeks have basically endorsed their position. Late last year, the cabinet adopted a document called the Framework for the Professionalisation of the Civil Service, which has now been endorsed by the ANC's January 8th statement, which is designed to ensure that senior public servants are not chosen by or attached to political parties. There are all sorts of holes in this, but the point is that you're not going to establish or fulfill those holes by asking the court to do something vague and broad, like say that cadre deployment is a bad idea. So, you know, I can't see that there's much value in this. But, you know, the other point that you made in your intro, which I think is very important, is that it's become very sort of knee-jerk cliche to denounce cadre deployment, but we need really to be precise about what it is that we're objecting to. As you put it in your intro, if we are objecting to political parties appointing a senior civil servants, people who agree with them, well, then the DA should be in the dock and the IFP should be in the dock as well, because that's what parties in this country do. And it's actually what parties in virtually all democracies do, because if you want your program to be implemented, then you want it to be implemented by people who agree with you. The other issue, which is lying behind this, you know, is buddy-buddy appointments, appointing people because it's who they're connected to, rather than because they're competent. And all of that we know there's far too much of. But that's not going to be solved by, you know, this constant harping on cadre deployment. That's going to be solved by, you know, as one of the lawyers said in this case, you know, by identifying cases where people are clearly being chosen for the wrong reasons, and ensuring that that is stamped out. So yes, we need to clamp down very seriously on nepotism and jobs for polls. But you're not going to achieve that by this kind of broad denunciation of the idea that public servants should actually, at a senior level, have some sympathy for the politicians they're serving.
As we, our constitutional requires government to take rational decisions, and there are plenty of appointments that have been made to very senior posts, which I think can relatively easily in a court of law be shown to be irrational. And when I heard the lawyer for the government saying that as part of her argument, I thought, yeah, that's it. That makes sense to me. I know that now Chief Justice Zondo said in his Zondo report that CADA deployment was deeply problematic and so on. But I suppose the DA wants a court judgment that establishes a framework for potentially any specific arguments around, look, it has been declared to be unconstitutional. This is quite clearly based on the person's political alignment rather than on the person's abilities. Therefore, it is CADA deployment. Therefore, it is unconstitutional. They may be trying to get a sort of umbrella ruling in place.
Yeah, but that's not going to do it, John. If that's what they want to do, this is not the way to do it. If you want to do it in that way, then you've got to look very concretely at concrete proposals for how we change the treatment procedures, how we make them more impossible. I mean, just to give you an example of a trick that they've missed, just one very concrete example, this framework that I talked about that the ANC and the government have adopted. One of the proposals which it considered and rejected was the idea that there ought to be strong input from independent parties when a senior public servant was chosen. Now, there was obviously a push for that, and they obviously rejected that. Now, if that's what the DA wants to accomplish, then the obvious thing to do would be to look at that document and to say, look, you're not doing it in the right way. What you really need to do is up the role of independent parties, make sure that people are appointed by people who don't have an axe to grind. That seems to me to be far more likely to change the way in which appointments are made than just the sort of scattershot approach of saying, well, let's ask a court to say that something called CADA deployment is unconstitutional without, incidentally, a clear framework of how you would actually make that matter when you make appointments.
Stephen, thank you. First and not the last conversation I'll have this year with Professor Stephen Friedman, who's Professor of Political Studies at the University of Johannesburg.